getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, polka records for the next hour. Well, not all polkas. There's always a waltz in there. Sometimes I slip in a schottische or an oberic or something of that nature. So you never know, but it's another good time coming at you. Here on the Oompa Hour, we have survived Thanksgiving week, we know that, and we're now full-blown headed right into the Christmas season, which means I will be slipping in a Christmas polka today, and more as we make our way through the month of December, till we finally culminate in our all old-time Christmas music show during Christmas week. So we'll see how that all goes. In the meantime, I trust you've all survived Thanksgiving. The tryptophan is worn off. There's probably still some leftovers in the fridge. I know how that goes. We've mastered the technique of now going other places for Thanksgiving so we don't get stuck with all the mess. Yes, one of the benefits of getting older, I'm telling you right now. All right, let's get the show rolling. We have Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes over here. This is the Great Musicians Polka.
There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there, and I wish that we could go there someday. Little Wally is the MC of the evening. One by one he calls the bands from the wing to perform and sing the songs they made so famous as the melodies all began to ring. Lawrence Welk will entertain you blowing bubbles, Frankie Yankovic is singing just because, Ed Blasanch is playing Angeline B. Meyer, Romy Gaz is playing his golden trumpet too. I see Eddie Zima on his concertina, Frank Wojnarowski's playing Teresa's favorite polka, Marion Lush is singing Olive Field Yo-Ho, Cousin Fuzzy's still playing Peekaboo. Ed Madura is tuned up for the evening, Elvin's drinking with his pal Upsadina, Whoopi John is making Whoopi at the Metropole, and the Happy Notes have gone to the moon. There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there, and I wish that we could go there someday.
Dombrowski is Happy Notes there, and the Great Musicians Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That's another one of those records. Anytime I play it, it's like stuck in my head for weeks. And I have another one coming up in the show today that is another one of those songs that every time I get it stuck in my head all the time. And I'll tell you about that one when we get to it. And I'm sure I've actually mentioned it before. But let's go to a Marion Lush record, shall we? Here's the Dark Eyes Polka.
What an odd GF chinna, come Червоне уста, червоне уста, зомбецькі б'яве, зомбецькі б'яве, воскі кринцоне, зомбецькі б'яве, зомбецькі б'яве, воскі кринцоне. Dziewczyna, wygląda jak laleczka. Przypatrzcie się, chłopcy, bo to moja żoneczka. Ta, co ma te ciemne oczka. Hej, hej, na lewo teraz!
That's the Dark Eyes Polka. That's Marion Lush and his musical stars here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Cranking them out like we do every week here on the show. And I think I've dug out a few records we have not heard for a long time on the show. In fact, maybe ever. I don't know. How about the Alpine Polka? When I hear the word alpine, I think of skiing and I think of winter, and I'm looking out the studio window here. It's snow. The world is white. It's a winter wonderland. It's a marshmallow world, if you were to quote Johnny Mathis. But anyway, or Dean Martin. Didn't Dean Martin do that, too? Yes, he did. I can clearly hear it in my head now, but that has nothing to do with anything. The Alpine Polka makes me think of skiing. This is the Alpine Travelers.
Thank you.
right, there you go. Alpine Polka by the Alpine Travelers. Convenient name. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. An unusual record because it says here, the Alpine Travelers are the official band of Area 2189 of Astoria, Oregon, of the Fraternal Order of Eagles. So that's kind of cool. I was not aware that that Eagles clubs had their own polka bands. Do they still do that? I mean, this record's pretty old. Do they still do that? I think that's really cool. Even if they don't, it was still really cool. Anyway, so there you are. You have it anyway. Right here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, cranking out the old-time records as we do every week here in the program. And I want to be sure to remember now to talk about A World of Accordions Museum. Invite you to pay him a visit. Now, granted, it's wintertime up here in the North Country. Maybe that's not your thing. Maybe it is. The scenery's pretty beautiful. But one way or the other, the World of Accordions Museum is in Superior, Wisconsin, and they invite you to stop by, see their collection of over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. They have all sorts of memorabilia and related stuff. They have concert hall. They have accordion technician and repair school, one of the few places on the planet, perhaps in the universe even, where you can learn to repair these instruments. Also, they do have a groovy gift shop, and I think now with the holiday season well upon us, that it might be an idea to remind you that, you know, you could buy items from their gift shop without having to go there. You can go to their website, worldofaccordions.org, and they have order forms and pictures of a lot of the different merchandise and everything. I'm sure you can give them a call if you need some help making a purchase, too. So if you have somebody who's an old-time fan or accordion fan or just a music fan, because there are a lot of cool just music-related things, too, check out the gift shop when you get to the website at worldofaccordions.org. All right. There we go. Let us proceed with the show. What do we? Oh, we don't have a lot. We don't always have a lot of polkas that have fiddling. This is the Fiddler's Polka. This is Happy Louie. They have it. Happy Louie and the Fiddler's Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Here we are every week. We just do this and getting into the holiday season now. We're going to start slipping in more and more old-time Christmas tunes. In fact, I have a little Wally record coming up later in the show. We're going to go, what side are we going to play? I think we're going to play the Jingle Bells Polka. In fact, I'm sure we will, because, well, I'll tell you about that when we get to it, too. I have a lot of things to tell you about later when we get to them here in the show this week. I'm telling you right now. And, man, have you started your Christmas shopping yet? I got a couple of things by accident. And you know, all my kids are all well grown up now, and they have kids of their own. So now I get to shop for grandkids. And all my kids that have kids will be home for Christmas this year. So that's going to be wild. For one thing, then my shopping is uncontrolled because I don't have to think, well, I have to mail it. So you can buy awkward things, you know, large things or bulky things or heavy things and screwy things that you would try to avoid mailing, you know. So we'll have the whole darn mess up. Except my oldest daughter, who has no kids. So, and she's far away. Well, I'm more in northern Minnesota. She's in North Carolina. So she doesn't get home that often. Because it's a lot of work when you got to fly, and we live way up north in the boonies, and there's no planes up here, so you got to go down and pick her up in Minneapolis and drive a couple hundred miles, and it's very complicated, so she doesn't come home that often, which is a drag, because I kind of miss her, because she's my oldest, and she's very much like me, so we really plan our attack on the world. But anyway, so yeah, Christmas shopping. How you doing on that? Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, that's what I have over here, by a group called The Boys. Obviously, the committee spent a lot of time trying to come up with the name for the band, and they came up with The Boys. Normally, an old-time band will do Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain as a waltz. They do it, however, as a polka.
Crying in the rain.
That's the boys. All of them, I guess. And the Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show back for another week. Glad to have you along with us. You can hear us all over the place. You know, we're on radio stations. We're podcasts. We're webcasts. We're in streaming gizmos. I'm telling you, polka music is all over the place. And as far as I can tell, well, this is... Oh, see, now I lose important notes that I want because I'm going to give you the phone number and stuff in a minute, and I never remember. You know, there are a lot of polka shows. No, not a lot. There's not enough. There could be a lot more polka shows out there. This is one of the few that is actually done in real time. There's a couple of extremely popular polka shows that are done by computer. Like the guy does a few generic announcements and stuff, and the computer plays the music and interjects the guy. And they call that a polka show. This is done in real time from beginning to end. If I screw up or play a record on the wrong speed or a record that's got a skip in it or I drop something on the floor, it's all in the show, baby. If you were listening earlier, you may have heard my phone ringing in the background. That's because... This is the real thing. We don't fix it up to make it sound extra smooth and perfect. This is spontaneous polka music here. All right, I told you I was going to play this next record, and it seems to me like I play it often. I don't know that I do, but it is one of my favorites, and it always gets stuck in my head after I play it in the show, and it stays stuck in my head, and it pops up in my head. My wife will walk around the house, and out of the clear blue sky, we'll start singing Frosty the Snowman. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year, she comes up with Frosty the Snowman or Winter Wonderland. When it's totally, you know, in the middle of July and it's 87 degrees and the humidity's 94% and we're all dying, she's walking around singing about snowman. It's just one of those songs. And this is one of those songs that always gets stuck in my head. So I'm warning you that it is likely to happen to you. It is just another polka. It is Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my arms. Just another polka.
Play the Six Fat Dutchman polka!
Just another polka.
Play Frankie Yankovic's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Romy Gaz's polka.
Another polka.
Play Johnny Pecan's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Whoopi John's polka.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go.
Another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my letter can.
Lawrence Dukow, Red Raven Orchestra there, and just another polka. It's Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And actually, we're going to hear from another Red Raven Orchestra here in a little bit, because we will play the old-style waltz like we've been playing for the last several months here on the Oompa Hour. So stand by for that one coming up. I got Whoopi John in a second. Remember, you get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour on the phone. You can call, leave a message. You can text even to this number, 218-259-2985, if you would like to do that. You can also email us, oompahour@aol.com. And you can look us up on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All those ways. You have a request, a dedication, just want to say hi, whatever the situation might call for, we can handle it. Any of those ways. So, all right, we do have a Christmas old-time song coming up in a little bit. And the old-style waltz is over here lurking, waiting to be played again. But we have Whoopi John over here. In fact, Lawrence just referenced Whoopi John in the previous song. This is Whoopi John and the band, and I Wish I Was Single Again. John and the Orchestra. I Wish I Was Single Again. It's Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We haven't had a record sung in Polish for a while here on the show, and somehow I have grabbed several of them in today's handful of records, and this happens to be the one that we're going to play, at least so far. Whoa, this whole big stack just about tipped over. Ooh, there could be record trouble here before the show is over. The Naturals over here. This is the Bottoms Up Polka.
Zosia w domu podłogi wymija, a Jasiu w salonie szklanki napyla. Zosieńka szkaluje, Jasiu żartuje, na zdrowie twoje, a gardło moje.
Na zdrowie twoje, a gardło moje, będziemy śpiewać. Kto wypije, długo sieje, hej, czo, jak się masz? Wypije, długo sieje, będzie jak się masz.
Chodź, Zosieńku, chodź ze mną tańcować, do samego rana będziemy skakać. I jak ludzie się bawią, to tak śpiewają, na zdrowie twoje, a gardło moje.
Na zdrowie twoje, a gardło moje, będziemy śpiewać. Kto wypije, długo żyje, hej, czuł, jak się masz. Kto wypije,
ryfnije, długo żyje. Hej, John, jak się masz?
Jasiu śpiewa, oj dana, a Zosia wokoło tańcuje sama. Pija tyka droga, a życie krótkie, to na zdrowie twoje, a gardło moje, hej!
Na zdrowie twoje, a gardło moje, będziemy śpiewać. Kto wypije, długo żyje, hej, ciął jak się masz. Wypiję, długo żyję, hej, co jak się masz?
Hey!
Well, there you go. That is the Bottoms Up Polka, music from the Naturals here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And in fact, that one featuring Ed Whitey Paola on the vocals, it says here. So there you have it. As the show keeps rolling right along like it does every week here, glad to have you along for another week of great old-time music. And, oh, look at that. It's the old-time waltz again. Man, are you sick of this record yet? No one has complained, so I'm going to keep on playing it.
Ah-yah! I love an old-style waltz played by that old-style band. That's due this old-style waltz in which you can hold her hand. Give me an old-style girl. Hand me an old-style beer. But is full of cheer. We'll swing and sway in an old-fashioned way, a setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, I'd like to get in your pants. What's it? This is an old-style waltz. Played by an old-style band. Dance to this old-style waltz. I'm sure you will think it's grand. Play it, fellas, shaka! It's a setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, why don't we give love a chance? This is an old-style waltz played by an old-style band. Try this old-style waltz.
Forever, at least till the end of the year, huh? What do you think? Should we have an ending, a time when we decide we're going to stop playing that record every week? I don't know. It still makes me laugh. Jay Wells, the Red Raven Orchestra, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That is where you found yourself listening at the moment, whether you're listening on a radio or a computer or a smartphone, or I guess you can't listen on a dumb phone, can you? No, probably not. Anyway, we've got records to play. I should quit dawdling here and get back to work. Johnny Pecan Orchestra and the Old Timers Polka. Johnny Pecan's orchestra there. That's the Old Timers Polka. It's Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show every week. Wherever you're hearing it, you hear it here every week. You know, unless they don't always remember to put it on or something. But anyway, we're glad to have you along with us for another show here, spinning the old time records. More Christmas songs will sneak in as we get into it. I do have the Jingle Bells Polka coming up here just a little bit by Lil Wally. But before that, Don Peachy and the orchestra from Burnett, Wisconsin. And this is Mamie's Polka. With Mamie. He's dreaming about her all the time, man. She better be good looking or those are going to be like nightmares. Just kidding. Don Peachy in the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. I told you we're going to start slipping in the Christmas tunes, and I'm going to play the Jingle Bells Polka, which is not a Christmas tune. Have we talked about this before? Have we had this little chat in the past when we've rolled into this time of the season? If not, here you go. If we have, let's just be a refresher. The song Jingle Bells is not a Christmas song. It has nothing to do with Christmas. It was written in 1857 specifically as a Thanksgiving song. So I think that as we're coming off Thanksgiving week and we're heading into the Christmas season, playing a song like Jingle Bells, which has become so undefined from its original intent over the years, that it fits right into this particular time period absolutely perfectly. It is a song about traveling via sleigh to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving dinner. It has nothing to do with Christmas. They don't mention Christmas. They don't mention presents. It's just wintertime, and they're taking the sleigh to Grandma's house because that's how people got to Grandma's house in 1857. They didn't jump in the Buick and drive over there. No, they took the sleigh in the winter. That is why Jingle Bells has nothing to do with Christmas. They're simply going to Thanksgiving dinner at Grandma's house. But over the year, and you know, nobody even sings all the verses when they do Jingle Bells most of the time anymore, as is the case with this particular version that we have by Lil Wally and the gang here. So, but in the future now, when you talk to people or you hear Jingle Bells come on the radio at Christmas time, you can say to people, why are they playing a Thanksgiving song at Christmas? Because Christmas stole this song from Thanksgiving, that's why. Here's Lil Wally and the boys. This is the Jingle Bells Polka.
Hey, Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh,
it is to ride a one horse open sleigh.
There you have it, the Jingle Bells Polka, and again, not a Christmas song, Little Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys here at Tim's Oompa Hour, and see how they changed it up, too. They helped steal the song from Thanksgiving, where they put that, oh, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year at the beginning of the song. Jingle Bells, nothing to do with Christmas, just a song about going to Grandma's house in the snow. And you know why there's Jingle Bells in the first place? I know we've talked about this. There are Jingle Bells in the first place because they're sleigh bells. They're not jingle bells. They're sleigh bells. And they were used on sleighs back in the 1800s when they would travel by horse and sleigh to various places, like at night, and you couldn't see another sleigh, say, coming around the corner from the other direction. Because it was night and they didn't have headlights. They might have had a lantern, but they didn't have headlights. And the horses made no sound going through the snow, whereas during the nice weather, you can hear them going clip-clop, clip-clop down the path or the road or whatever. There's noise and there's wagon wheels and there's a cacophony of sound happening. So you can hear when another wagon is approaching from around the bend. But in the wintertime, when there's snow and the sleigh is being swooshing through the snow and the horse is not going clippity-clop, they don't hear each other coming. So they would put bells on the sleighs so you could hear another sleigh approaching as an accident avoidance system. So that is why there are sleigh bells, which we have now skewered into calling them jingle bells, and then stole the Thanksgiving song and made it a Christmas song, and that is way more than you wanted to know. Now, this next record. I had to find a quarter to play this record. No, it's not in a jukebox. I have the Come Dance With Me Polka by the Jolly Brothers and the Band. Apparently, they could have the band or they could not. This is the Jolly Brothers and the Band. And the record looks like it's brand spanking new, but it's got a weird wiggle or a waver in the grooves at the beginning of the record, and the tone arm would not track. And if you remember having record players in the olden days, if you had a record with a weird scratch in it or it was warped or whatever, you could put a penny or a nickel or whatever on the tone arm to weigh it down a little extra, and you could get it to play. This one took a quarter. So clearly I don't play this record very often because I can't usually afford to have a quarter with me. But here's the Jolly Brothers and the Band and the Come Dance With Me Polka. And hopefully the quarter does not fall off during the song. All right, there you go. Now, see, I made it through without the quarter falling off the tone arm. Wow, that heavy one's got a quarter on it. The funny thing is, it's the Come Dance With Me polka, the Jolly Brothers and the band, and it says vocal by John something I can't see because the words are too darn little. Was there singing in that? I didn't notice any singing in that. Well, anyway, there's the Jolly Brothers and the band anyway here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Something has gone wrong. There's got to be a wrong record in a wrong sleeve here someplace. Yeah, maybe not. Oh, I know why. Because it says Jolly on it, so it automatically gets a green sleeve. There's a system! I promise you there's a system. All right, I was going to tell you something interesting now, and I don't know what it was. See how time is just frittering away suddenly here as the time is winding down for another Oompa Hour? And I'm like, man, am I just wasting a lot of time. What are we going to do? Oh, Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks over here with a song that has a parenthetical phrase in the title. We'll do that after this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, let's get to it. I told you I had a parenthetical phrase song from Frankie Yankovic because the song is actually titled Polka Marie. That's the name of the song, Polka Marie. But in parentheses above that, it says, every time you do the Polka Marie, here's Frankie and his Yanks.
Every time you do the Polka Marie, do it with me, only with me. Every time you do the Polka Marie, do it just
Polka Marie, just do it with me, for Pete's sake. Don't dance with those other guys. because it's embarrassing. Anyway, there you have it. Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And it appears to me that we are gradually winding down here toward the end of the show. I'm going to slip in another Christmas tune here in a second, and then we're going to wrap her up for the week. It's talking about Christmas stuff, and this is a free plug I'm giving for somebody, all right? This is not a commercial. This is a free plug. I don't know if you are familiar with the Chardon Polka Band, C-H-A-R-D-O-N, Chardon, Ohio, the Chardon Polka Band. These guys crack me up, and they do a fantastic Christmas special that they produced as kind of a tribute to all the great Christmas specials of years gone by. They've got some claymation stuff in there. Christmas songs are done as polkas. They've got some skits and some parody commercials and stuff. It's a half hour like Christmas special show that you can buy from a DVD. And I got it, what, last year, year before? And I told them, I said, why are you not selling this on DVD? And now they are. And they're like $10. You know, it's practically free. And I, if you want to get one just to watch it, it is so gosh darn entertaining. You can watch it on YouTube for free, yes, but it's not as much fun as putting the DVD in and watching it on your big TV set. And the kids will think it's a hoot. The grandkids will think it's a hoot. Your wife will hate it, but it's the Chardon Polka Band Christmas Special, I think is what it's called. Look it up online, just chardonpolkaband.com, and order one. You can get it in time for Christmas. That is a free plug. Because I love these guys, and I love that Christmas special, and I think that everybody that enjoys old-time music, and even if you don't, should probably have a copy. Let's go to Craig Ebel, shall we? Wrap up the show this week. This is the Sleigh Ride Polka. There you go, Craig Ebel there. That's the Sleigh Ride Polka, and that does it for this edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. Man, oh man, the show is jam-packed full this week, huh? Holy moly, and more Christmas records coming up in the shows to come. So, hey, holiday old-time fans, we got it for you.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications,
musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Covered with a winter wonderland right now. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the world of accordions at Kebs Records. We'll be back to do it again next time. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.